What's up, Kickcasters? So today's podcast is again a solo stream, like I promised. Last month. Why do I keep saying a couple months ago? It wasn't really that long ago. It feels like forever. That's the thing. So 1 second. I need to grab something. I'm sorry. Don't hate me. So, as a lot of you know, because you follow me on my personal Instagram, not Instagram, well, Instagram, Twitter, last night was Stray Kids, and I'm not gonna lie, I forgot, like, half of the show. I had to go back and watch my fan cams and take notes, because somewhere along the line, I checked out. I don't know if that's because I was just tired or what, but I was like, wait, they performed this? I don't remember the fact that they performed this. Or James pointed something out that went completely over my head. And I was like, okay. So yesterday was the long-awaited Stray Kids concert, and my day had started so well. I woke up before my alarms. My bag was packed. I made it to the Greyhound. I had a cup of coffee. I get on the bus. Bus ride goes same as usual. I'm getting I was getting restless on the bus ride. I kept alternating between reading the book I had brought with me and watching a drama on Netflix and playing the games on my phone that don't require Wi-Fi. All of a sudden, the bus driver says something into her phone and pulls over onto the highway. At this point, I know I'm about 15 minutes outside of Newark. So I'm like, the hell's going on? Did she just take a personal call? Did they call her saying something was wrong? Da-da-da-da. Turns out, they sent us out on a bus that they knew there was a slight problem with it, or they'd been having problems with it. And they sent us out on this bus anyway. Why? What? So, as we're trying to figure out what the hell's going on, the bus driver says to us, the Peter Pan bus that's in front of us is going straight to New York City. You can get on that, or you can wait here for a mechanic. Well, how long's a mechanic going to take? Up to 3 hours. It's like maybe 1:30, quarter to 2 at this point. We're supposed to be getting there at 2:55. So then it was a little bit later. It had to be about 2:30 then. And all this happened. And I'm like, I don't have 3 hours to wait for a mechanic. I still have to go check into the hotel. James is already there at this point waiting for me. And I'm like, I'm on the verge of a panic attack. I'm about to cry. I'm like, this is not how I wanted my day to go. So I get on the Peter Pan bus going straight to New York City. And I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. This is really happening right now. So first I check Uber. Because I know Newark and New York aren't that far from each other. It's between a 20 to 40 minute drive, depending on how quick you drive, traffic, all that fun stuff. $82. I check it periodically to see if the price goes up or down. At one point, it jumped to $140, $116, $90-something. I'm like, nope, this is not feasible. This is not good for me. So, when the Peter Pan bus pulls into Port Authority in New York City, I'm like, okay. I run to the information desk. I ask them when the next bus going to Newark is. Newark. Jesus. And they're like, 4 o'clock. Okay, can I buy the ticket here? No, you gotta go up the next level and make a left. All right, cool. My fat ass flies up these steps. And I buy my ticket real quick. It was $20. I get back down. Okay, cool, now where do I line up? And she went, gate 60, whatever. All right, cool, I get there. At this point, I called Jinal. And he's like, why are you panicking so much? And I was gonna say, I went to go say it in Korean, so I wouldn't be saying it in English and you know, alerting the people around me that Greyhound has fucking issues, because I didn't get reimbursed for my ticket either. I gotta email them about that one. So I just went, bus died. I couldn't remember the word. I don't even think I know the word. But I got bus out, and he went, oh my God. Like, we talked for a couple minutes. He calmed me down, basically. I get on the bus. It leaves 10 minutes late, and I'm like, I'm getting annoyed. I'm beyond annoyed at this point. Like, I'm ready to claw my face off. Finally get there at 10 of 5, when I should have been getting there at 5 of 3. James is there, and I'm like, listen, first things first, I gotta go to the bathroom. And because I told him earlier that was the first thing I was doing, because I refuse to use the bathroom on the Greyhound buses. I do not like when my toilets move. Let's just start with that. So we meet up, we get outside, I light up a cigarette, we start walking in one general direction, then I'm like, wait, before we go any further, let's just call the Uber from here and go straight to the hotel. We'll check in, we'll do what we gotta do, we'll double back, we'll Uber again. So basically we get there, we check in, everything goes fine with check-in, thank God. You know, we put our stuff down, I fix my hair, I throw some eyeliner on, because I'm not meeting straight kids, I ain't getting all prettied up. So, we do all that. We get to the venue, James goes to get his bracelet, because he had P2. I'm outside, I found the little smoker section, which was moms who were not attending the show, and just accompanying their kids there. Well, they're teenagers, and we were all talking. It was nice. I met, this was really cool, actually. I met a stay from Germany that basically when Stray Kids were in Germany, they did a show, and she thought it was a hoax. So she didn't buy tickets. Her friend went, and her friend sent her a video like, no, it's really them. And she got so upset about it that she bought the ticket for Newark and bought herself a plane ticket, and she flew from Germany to come see Stray Kids for the second day of the show, because it was 2 days. So that itself I thought was really cool. There was a random play dance going on. We didn't take part in that because everybody was over there. It was too crowded. I wasn't pushing my way through. I don't know the dances that well anyway. So, you know, everything, whatever. We found our friends from the Astro concert. Well, I found them. And then we go to find our seats. And we're separated at this point. I couldn't even, from where I was sitting, I couldn't even see James. I couldn't see down. There were still a couple rows in front of me. I'm up on the third level. I'm afraid of heights. So there was that. But regardless, after that, everything went pretty smooth. I had to take notes. So I will be reading these periodically. I was going to start with my bus story. The first thing, it was, everybody was singing along. I had the fan cams up on my YouTube. If you want those links, hit me up on Twitter. My DMs are open. The thing is, there's a couple of there's one video that is unlisted on there. Because the tour isn't over yet, and I don't want to ruin it for other stays. But the first song that they did after their little dance break was Hellevator. And when my friend asked me, because I told him, I knew a certain amount of songs they were going to do because of how many MVs they have. And I'm like, they're probably going to open with Hellevator. Sure enough, Hellevator, number one. And I'm like, I knew it. The dance break before that was actually really, really good. I was like just enraptured the entirety of the dance break in the beginning, after the opening VCRs. The girl behind me, I wish I had gotten her name, because she was a sweetheart. Like, before the show, she just tapped me on the shoulder and she goes, I hate to ask this, but can you stand up? I'm tiny. I want to make sure that, you know, we could both be able to enjoy this. I'm like, yeah, no problem. So I stand up, and I was leaning a little more this way. And she goes, even if you stand straight, we're good. I'm like, okay, cool. Worst comes to worst, use my shoulder, pole vault over the chairs, and just stand next to me. It's cool. And she was really content with that. But as soon as they started, she just went, oh my God, they're real. And I'm like, would you think they were? I can't even say it because every time I've seen any K-pop event, I'm like, oh, they are real people. You know, they're not just people on screen. I thought it was fitting that they opened with Elevator because it was their pretty much first song. Like, we know they had other ones written, but the first one we ever saw Stray Kids do as a whole of their own stuff was Elevator. And so that itself was perfectly fitting. Oh, and there goes the bell. Sorry. So, yeah. Another thing I noticed, because I had seen Stray Kids previously at KCON, I noticed how much confident they were in their dancing during Elevator. That, you know, when they first did it at KCON, they did amazing, don't get me wrong, but they were a little stiffer because it was their first time. And you can't blame them for being nervous. This time I feel like they were a lot more comfortable in their own skin and with the choreography, so it was really good, great to see. The next song they did was Growl. I keep writing it as Growl. Grr, The Law of Madness, that song. And my first thought when it started playing was, oh shit. I had forgotten how powerful the song was. So watching them do it, like, there were certain times I was trying to sing along and I lost my train of thought entirely and I just focused on them. And I was like, they're a force to be reckoned with. They had mind-wiping powers because I even had forgotten they performed it until I went back and rewatched my fan cams to rename them on my phone so I knew which ones were in what order. And any thought I had during, even when I rewatched it, any thought I had had that last night, it's something. It's somewhere. Don't know where it is. Probably still at the event. I don't know. After that, they did Awaken, which I'm not gonna lie, I low-key forgot the song existed. And this is, like, I have every Stray Kids and Suyodacha song downloaded. Like, I've listened to every single song they've ever written. And I had forgotten about Awaken until I started performing it and as I'm listening to it, it occurred to me, I had forgotten how much I loved the song. And I was like, where has this been? Why did I forget this? We're gonna move. Because if I'm back there too long, my boss will be like, what are you doing? So we're just gonna position us in weird places. Day. Sorry. Yeah, that's good for now. Because I'm gonna need more coffee in a minute. I noticed though this time, I forgot to mention it in Elevator, but for the first three songs, they the back screen, it had this slow-mo effect to it, and I liked it, but it was also kind of giving me a headache, and I was like, okay, cool. So they did that. They had more of the slow-mo stuff with that. The choreo, though, I noticed after I rewatched the fan cam just now. The choreo for Awaken is a mixture of the choreo from Elevator and the choreo from Grr. Next time I call Grr, somebody smack me. Another thought I had during this, during Awaken was, this one I remember having, was that I need Changbin and Han to stop coming from my existence, please. I can't look at y'all. You're babies, your pocket squad. I have a note next to District 9, and it's just this bitch. So for those of you who haven't seen my fan cams yet, there was a girl in front of me, but she was not supposed to be directly in front of me. Her seat was next to that. You know, I get it. When you're at a concert, you're hype. You know, you're excited to see your faves. But you gotta be conscious of the people around you. Like how me and the girl behind me were. Like, I was tall. She wasn't. So I told her if she needed to, you know, use me as a pole vault. This girl, every fan cam I have pretty much has a shot of her head or her arm, because it started out as just a, and it started going, and then she thought she was the fucking 11th, why am I adding members now? She thought she was like the hidden member, because she was going in with the raps and the choreo, and she was just, and I'm like, can I have one fan cam, please, that does not involve your head? It didn't happen throughout the entirety of the show. There's video, you can't see my face in it, but I'm like, if you don't move. I wanted to smack her with my light stick, but I was good. Also in District 9, besides the amazing colors they decided to put on them, I don't mean the clothing. The clothing was okay. It was like plaid, but it was pink. And it alternated with like pink and black was their main colors. Which, none of their albums have been pink, so I'm like, were y'all aiming for red and you missed? Like, but, Changbin, like I said earlier, he's coming for me. And he is cut for no reason. Like, his arms, problems. The next part was the introductions, where that's where they finally decided to, you know, take a breath. And, what shocked me the most about their intro was, you know, we're used, as fans, we're used to do set, like, we're used to them doing it in Korean, 안녕하세요, 스트레이키즈입니다, like, we're used to that. They just went, he literally said 2-3, and then he went, hello, they all said it, hello, we are Stray Kids, and it was in English, and I'm like, you know, you guys don't have to appeal to us. We're used to the normal way. But it was whatever. And then what I have written here, I wrote down what they had said or what I thought I heard when I rewatched the fan cams. Woojin was first, and he just said, hello, I'm Stray Kids Woojin, like we didn't know he was part of Stray Kids. he was cute, though. Next was Changbin, and he said, hello, I'm rapper Changbin, again, like we didn't know. Sungmin was living. He was so happy, and he just yelled Sungmin in the building. And I'm like, you're cute. You are precious. I want to squish you. after him was Hyunjin, and he said, hello, I'm dancer Hyunjin. Again, like we didn't know. Then it was Chan in the very middle. What's up, everyone? Bang Chan, Stray Kids leader. Then was Felix. G'day, New York, Stray Kids Felix. Ian said, I think he said, I couldn't really hear him too well because everybody was screaming. Hello, I'm youngest Ian. Then it was Han. What's up, New York? It's your boy Han. And then Lino just said, hello, I'm Lino. And it's like, you tried. And then they kind of like looked out into the audience and they were in shock that all four levels were filled with people. And I don't think they knew that we were technically the first show to go on sale for Newark. And the first show was actually the second one that they had put on sale. So I don't know if they knew that or not. If they didn't, it's whatever. But it sold out in like 45 minutes. They pointed out that since the tour had started, it was the sixth stop. But we know for America, it was the first stop. So that was really cool. They were really... The whole introduction process was really cute. They worked very hard on their English when they really didn't have to. There was a translator backstage that we found out later. Because at first, I thought maybe they were just all going to try and speak in English, or if Chan and Felix were going to try and translate, but... No, there was a translator in the back, which definitely helped them a lot. So moving on, the next one was Mirror. And I had forgotten how much I loved everything about Mirror, because I had listened to it, but I hadn't watched the video in so long for it, the performance video, that I just forgot everything about it. And I was like, it was amazing. Yeah, I wrote here, the choreo was amazing, but we've been new. Then they did Question, which at first I thought it was just a dance break. Then I realized they were all singing, and I was like, but the choreo that they had made up, it was amazing. It was so simple, but everything relied on timing because they had this door frame kind of thing on wheels to look like a mirror. And the reason it was always it had to be timed perfectly is because one member always reflected another. So, you know, if it was facing this way, they would one would go this way and the other one would cross over that way in a sense. And it was spinning, and who was stepping through it, who was, you know, just, it was supposed to be them looking in the mirror and some, and another reflection looking back, but they were like a reflection of each other, which was great. Insomnia was the next song, and that was the one I was really surprised they did. I was not expecting them to do Insomnia. I'm not mad about it. Woojin's vocals, I always knew he was great with his vocals, like, it's just something that's been there since day one. And it was just hearing him sing his parts in Insomnia, it was breathtaking, to say the least. Pretty sure I actually turned off my light stick at that point, because the light stick was, like, nine-sided, and I used it as a fan because it was really hot in that venue. So wow was just the word that I used to sum up that one. Then they did My Pace. My Pace was the first time I think I actually had an actual reaction to something. You know, in the way I normally react. Some people, the main people who used to see me reacting to things are James and Jinal. Because, like, Jinal found out that when I can't look at something, my head does, like, a full whip. Like, I'll give myself whiplash one of these days. And what I have written next to My Pace is, let's not. Because I lost track of how many times I said it during this part. Because they were like, oh, you know, Changbin's gonna introduce the next song. You know, tell them what it is. And he goes, he's just looking smug like he does. And he goes, follow me. And he just starts, na 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 na. And of course, we all chime in right away. And it went back and forth for maybe like two or three versions of that. But then he went, Felix version. So Felix, with his voice is deeper than the goddamn ocean, does the na 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 part. And he made us try and mimic it. And I'm like, none of us can drop our voice 5 octaves like you can. Like, shit. We all tried, and not gonna lie, we all tried. Then Changbin looks aside. Min Young, sexy version. What? Nope, not today. Put up a wall. I don't wanna say it. Started body rolling doing the na 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 na's. I yelled illegal. First I yelled, then I said illegal. and then Changbin looked at us and goes, let's go sexy version. We're like, no, I was like, let's pretend we did it. And the girl next to me is laughing. She's like, I'm having the same reaction you are. I'm like, say something with me, damn. But then it went back to the normal version, and we literally kicked off the song because Changbin did his part, and then the music pulled up in. It was actually really cool. It was probably the one time during this whole concert that we all remembered the actual fan chant. And it was a lot of fun. My Pace is pretty much one of my favorite Stray Kids title tracks. Next was My Side. And it was just so beautiful. Oh, I'm sorry, I thought I heard BTS on the radio here, and I'm listening to B101. Why would BTS be on the radio? So basically the way they set up the back screen for this one is it looked like a wall with family portraits all over it, which I thought was really, really nice looking, and it definitely added something. But then the lyrics started appearing on the screen in Hangul. And I'm trying to read along, but I'm like, this is somebody's handwriting, like, I was like, nope, can't read it. Because normally I can, like, piece the characters together and try and figure out what's being said. Not this time. And the cool thing was, when each member did, like, a solo part of the song, their picture kind of, like, lit up on the screen. And that was really cool to see. And overall, it was just so beautiful. Oh, God, next. what I had written next to this was cute, but not you and not you. Except you and you. Basically, because they liked our energy so much, they showed us something that they don't normally show people. So a lot of them did Eggyo. And, with the exception of two of the members. That's why I said it's kept you and you. It wasn't in a bad way, it was just, why? So basically since, when the intro started, since it started with Woojin, they went backwards, so it started with Lino. And he did not want any parts of it. It was, nope, do not want. So we started cheering him on, like, it was, you know, like, let's go, Lino, let's go. But we just kept doing that. He did the, thumb kiss Eggyo, which was really, it was cute. Like, I'm pretty sure I cooed at him. Han was next, and at first he was like, and he goes, I can do it! And I'm like, I can't even go nowhere. He said, stay, I love you. But he kind of sounded like Speedy Gonzales. And I was like, what? But then after he finishes, like, you know, everyone's like screaming and applauding. And then he just goes, yeah, I did it. And I'm like, I need you to not. Please, please don't. I die when it comes to cute things. Baby Magne. He pretended to search in his jacket, and then he pulled out a heart, and we're all like, of all things you could have did, that's what you picked? But it was still really cute, because he goes, oh, wait, one minute, like, and then he starts rummaging, and then, it was cute. Felix, a.k.a. James's death. Mine, too. I rewatched fan cam. I screamed. I didn't realize I screamed. this little shit, and I call him a little shit, because he is the same age as my cousin Hallie. This little shit decided to body roll with his deep ass voice and just said, stay. All he said. But he was with the body roll and you ain't my bias, go somewhere. Chan, I felt embarrassed for Chan. And so did his members because they took off running. They were done with him. Because he comes out and he goes, my name's Chris, bang, bang, and I'm like, nope. And at that point, he just, like, half the group hid, the other half ran. He dropped to his knees and just sat there like, what did I just do? And it was an embarrassment and defeat. And I died laughing. Because, again, for some people who don't know, like, Bangchan's my bias. Bangchan, I love you, baby. I really do, but the hell is that? You're adorable. Next was Hyunjin, and instead of doing a cute version or a sexy version, he did swag version, which is basically he just hit the whoa and then danced in place. It was cute. Sungmin made me scream, and again, I didn't realize I screamed until I rewatched the fan cam. Basically, he got a towel kind of similar to this one, because it was a sweat rag. And he just literally went, peekaboo, and I... I have no words, because it was cute, but I wanted to be like, why, baby? Next was Changbin. Poor Changbin, because Bangchan was the one announcing everybody, and he went straight to Woojin. And so the camera's on Changbin, and he's just like, and he runs. Pretends to walk off like he's mad, and we all started chanting his name. And he kind of did like he did the like he did that. And then he hit a dance move. He said he liked it. Sounded like he said he liked it better when we were chanting his name. And then Woojin, when Changbin got skipped, he got really excited and he just went, "It's me." he said "stay" is something, but I couldn't hear it. But in the fan cam, I screamed and the members hid. Like, Ian straight up just went and hid in his jacket. Next was IMU. I was really happy they did IMU. It was another one that I hadn't really watched since it came out. And it was really nice just to see them do that number again. And I felt like it was the perfect song for Stray and Stay and Stray Kids. This is what happens when your fandom name is really similar to your actual name, your actual group name. But when it was funny because it's not that I forgot about IMU. But every so often, IMU randomly will get stuck in my head, and I don't know where it comes from. And for a while, that was my favorite Stray Kids track. But as time's going on, obviously, it's changed. Then, what was next? Next was the VCR. It was technically the Goodbye VCR. But, the show obviously wasn't over yet, and, it was, like I said, I'm not going to talk about it, because the tour is not over. Once the tour's over, I'll make the video unlisted, but if you're not going on the tour, and, you want to see the VCR, just, DM me on Twitter. My Twitter name is Aroha Army Agase, because we live that multi-fandom life. I'll see if I can put it in the description here on Anchor. Next was Victory Song, and I'm not gonna lie, I blanked. Stray Kid Mind Wipe Powers, because Chan did the lifting up the shirt, and I screamed, and that was it. That's all I remember from that. I have a fan cam. It's there. I'm trying, but nope. The next video that I had up there that I recorded was, this is how I kept track of everything. There was one song I didn't record. I don't remember which one it was at this point, but there was one song I didn't record. So when they were just talking, Chan made us do the chorus part of Victory Song again. Or at least the one part, because I think that's when they kind of caught on that we knew a lot of the lyrics and we were singing along, if not screaming along. So there was he made us do that a couple times. But they also had noticed we hadn't sat down, which was they didn't see us sit down. We all kind of sat down during the VCRs. And according to Bongchan, I mean, I kind of agree with this, but I don't agree with this. And he said, apparently, we have an infinite source of energy. Like, stay. Yeah, okay, I'm old. I was getting tired, but it was for them, and I was like, no, we're not doing this. You're annoyed with the girl in front of you, you're annoyed with the girl in the back. I'll get to her in a little bit, in a minute. Actually, I should probably cover this before I get down to the goodbyes, which I have written on a different page. Basically, because we were like P3, it was a lot of teenagers. When we were given our banner at the very beginning, that for the picture and during middle, it came with a little piece of paper, and it told us what to do with the banner during middle. But then it said in the corner, "Please be respectful of other Stay and Stray Kids and be quiet while the boys are talking." So why do I got Teeny Bopper in the corner going, "I love you, Changbin. Changbin, for starters. Sarang. Bitch. Literally every time there was a quiet moment that we were trying to hear what the boys were saying, she was screaming or this one over here was screaming. I heard the one over here the most. And there are several times during my fan cams, while the guys are talking, that I just went, shut up. There was a couple times she was told by different people, shut up, I can't hear. And she just did not care. And like I said, I get it. You're excited. You want to see your faves. But you gotta be respectful of others. I need more coffee now. So, after that, they did meet up. And like I said, we were supposed to hold up a banner during it. And the banner was really nice. It said on one side it said, every day we're thinking of you. And then, on the reverse side was chibi style, like chibi manga style, characters of the guys, and it was really cute. I gotta upload a picture of that to my Twitter. But we were supposed to hold up one of the sides. None of us did it. And at one point, I noticed this like with my own eyes, and I can't really notice it on my camera because of how far away I am. But when we did the chorus of Miro, you know, like in the dance, it's the 1, 2, 3, like along those lines. All of us had the light stick. We were doing it with the light stick. And Chan kind of noticed it, and he just kind of looked at us, and it sounds like he stopped singing, and it looked like he stopped singing. So we sang along that with that part. What I noticed watching the fan cams, and as much as we were singing along, we were equally as quiet. And I thought that was pretty cool, because we were like, nah, we gotta hear this. Let me just check something. Thought I heard something, but I didn't. Towards the end of the song, like in the album, you know, it fades out, like slowly. Well, it started to fade out. The guys aren't singing at this point. And it was just Stay. It was just us singing it. And so when the song was over, Chan's looking out at us, and he just, oh, whoa, whoa, oh, oh, he made us do it again. And he goes, you guys know the words. Like, they were genuinely in shock about it. So then the next one was their goodbyes before their encores. And again, that's where I heard the, oh my God, shut up, because the girl was like just yelling. I have these written down. The one thing, there goes the bell. So yeah, they put this like sad music over the goodbyes, and I don't know why they decided to do that. I really wish they hadn't, but what can we do? So they started the goodbyes, and it started with Woojin again. I'm just gonna go over the basics of what was said, and then how it, like, made me feel. So, Woojin said he felt honored to perform in front of so many stays, and that he was, happy that there were so many of us. And then he was like, then he had mentioned that he heard the show was only supposed to be for one day, which was the day that James and I went to. But then they opened the second one, and he was even happier. And then in England, before he was able to, like, finish that thought, he was like, wait, I'm going to say something in English. But before he could really get it out, Bong Chan went, so how's everyone doing, while we're waiting for him? And I'm like, leave the baby alone. And then in English, he said, I am very happy because of you guys, love you, Stay. Which was just precious. It was adorable. Next was Changbin. And he was saying that, like, he thinks that we could all sing, dance, and rap as well as them and all this other stuff. And I'm like, yeah, okay, we faked hair for this. Then he was like, where did you learn this? And the crowd yelled that we learned it from them. And he had made a point to say, with everyone who works so hard to make the show successful, between the lighting, the sound, and the fans themselves, how can they not shine? And it was just like, You shine pretty well on your own. We could literally have just given you, like, a bunch of flat... We could all just shine flashlights on you guys, and you would have shined as bright as anything. But the part that kind of made me, like, tear up a little bit, coming from Changbin, was he said, time we spend with Stay is diamond. And it's like... It hit me. I don't know why. So, after him was Sungmin, and he, thanked us because it was our first back-to-back show, and then he had brought up the memories that he had made at K-Con, and how he wanted to continue to make more happy memories, and that they would come back with better skills. When he first said it, I'm like, you guys are already so much better. Like, I don't know, maybe it's just me. Hyunjin said that during the rehearsal for the show, he looked out into the venue and he said, Stay will be here soon. And then seeing us all in the room made him so much happier. Then he started saying, like, that he bought a camera. And at first he goes, you know, camera? We're like, I'm in the back of my head, I'm going the same in English as in Korean, so yeah. and that he wanted to take a picture of just the audience. And he said, first Stay photo. And we're all like, you know, we're cooing at him. And I guess somebody yelled, thank you. And he goes, no, my present, thank you. So it was really cute. He's a precious little bub. So basically, they're setting up to take this picture of the audience, and Chan just goes, can we turn down the lights? So they started turning, they dimmed the audience lights, and they turned off the lights on stage. And as soon as those lights turned down, the guys just went nuts, because it was for the first time they can really see all of us without the stage lights getting in the way. And when they saw how many of us were actually in the room, Felix took off. he started like flying. And so he took the picture, and then he skipped to go give the camera back to the person who was doing it, and then he skipped back. And he had said it was the first Stay photo, and I'm like, you're adorable. he's a precious bug. Felix lost his train of thought. Like, you physically saw his thoughts go whoop. he also made a comment about them coming back bigger and better. He brought up K-Con again as well. he had loved seeing us being so happy and having fun, smiling, singing along. And then he called us their light. Next was IN, and IN's definitely kind of, it just really made me smile. And he was saying, he had said that he had a wish as a trainee to perform in America. And because of Stay, it was possible, and that he was really happy. He wants to work harder to make more dreams come true for them and for Stay. And he said it felt like a dream to be standing there. And then in English, he said, thank you. You bring a great gift to me. And, like, I wanted to fly down 3 stories and just hug him. Han had said that we were awesome and great, and that we were everything to them. He was happy to perform for the 2 days in a row, and he wants to show us more improvements. Again, I really don't know where they can actually improve, because they're already on a level all their own. Next, final was Bong. Lino was next, and he said he had more fun because he wasn't as nervous that he was on the first day. but then he just kind of looked up, because I guess, for the other show, I don't know if they didn't open as many seats, but I guess, like, the fourth section wasn't filled. Because he looked up, he goes, I have a fear of heights. Are you guys okay up there? And we're all laughing at that point. And then, but except I was actually trying not to have a panic attack, because I do have a fear of heights. And I was a little further back, so I wasn't like a straight drop. If I was in the front row, I would have been dead. And then he went on to say, if he basically said, if I am with Stay, it doesn't matter how high up I am, I would be okay. You just have to stay next to me and take care of me, okay? And I'm like, you do realize if you had Stay protecting you, you would not leave the house unless you were bubble wrapped. Because that's what we're going to do. We're going to protect you that way. Chan hit home. Not so much hit home. He hit the fields. Because one of the first things he had brought up was his trainee days. And he was saying it, like, back in 2011. That he was starting to question himself, like, if it was really his dream to be a performer. And he would kind of be, like, in that darkness, and he would submerge himself in darkness. He went on to clarify that he likes darkness, did not get him wrong. But he felt like he had nobody to rely on. And that's when, if girl was off to the side, wasn't chiming in every time the guys went quiet-ish, I would have agreed with what she said. I still agree with what she said, I just wish she would shut up. She said, rely on Stay. Which is true. But at that point, she had been so annoying throughout the other 2 hours that we're like, shut up. She'd been told several times. He said that, going off of what Ian had said about seeing like a light, or that we were their light. He said that within that darkness, he had found 8 lights, being the other members. He turned off the stage lights again so he could see us all. And then he said, Stay is our brightest light that leads us to where we need to go. Now, at that point, we started chanting, we love you. And he was stuck. He didn't know what to do. He was like, wait, this is... I guess it probably didn't help with all the crap he went through earlier. Like last month. I'm not defending him. I want to clarify this. I am not an Opar warrior. He did do something wrong, but he did feel bad about it. So, and he, in their own way, he apologized for it. So, I'm done with that. He's not Sungri. Sungri, dead. No, he's not, but we wish. that's another podcast for another day. So when we stopped chanting the We Love You, at that point, Chan started leading Stray Kids in chanting We Love You. And it went on for like 2-3 minutes. We had an I Love You fight. And that can only happen at a Stray Kids show, I swear. They promised to shine brighter and make Stay shine brighter. And that if we as Stay are in the dark, we could find the light through them. And then the very last thing they said to us before they moved on to the next song was, Stay, you make Stray Kids stay. Which is something they've been saying since they've been Stray Kids and since we've had a fandom name. So that was the end of their goodbyes. And then they did their encores. Now, they did 3 encore songs. The first one was Awkward Silence. Oh, they did 4. My bad. Awkward Silence. To me, this was the funniest one of the night. Normally, like, when I think of Stray Kids and funny, I think of Get Cool. But, Awkward Silence, what made it the funniest for me is, because you saw even the entertainment on Chan's face, and the rest of the members. In Awkward Silence, there's that crow noise. Ah, ah, ah. We all did it. And it was loud. So, he was like... That was another one where I tried to read the Hangul, and I just failed. It was going a little too quick for me. Get Cool was adorable, as it always is. I enjoy Get Cool. Then it was Yeah Yeah Yeah. And Hyunjin's funny. He thinks he's a comedian. That halfway through Yeah Yeah Yeah, he takes the microphone and turns it to us. When I tell you how quiet that room got behind the music, we're like, you do it. At that point, we just all started screaming because we don't know. We're not that good. Korean is not our first language. And then the final song they did, I think was probably the best way to end the show, was Grow Up. And when they told us which one it was, they were like, you guys start it. So the music kicked up and we started with the whoa, ooh, whoa. You know, my voice is like shot. We did that. And then we sang literally the entire song. They barely sang the song. It was mainly us. And they just kind of like watched us like, oh shit. I keep saying that, but that was just kind of like their face. Like they were just like in shock. And it was really nice. It was just beautiful because everybody was singing it. We all finished it together. And that's, at that point they did their final bows and they said goodnight. And then I had to wait, you know, 45 minutes for James because Subculture, the group that handled the Stray Kids show, they do things a little backwards when it comes to benefits. Because they decided to do the photo op first and then the high touch. For anyone who's been to a K-pop show, you know that the photo op section takes longer than the high touch section. I just almost dropped my phone. And it's normally overall smarter to do the high touch first. This way you can clear them out and then you don't gotta worry about rushing with the photos. Because it's hard to get, you got the I've seen like basic photo op setups. And you have the members behind a row of chairs. And they fit 10 people into these pictures. So, in those groups of 10, you're organizing yourselves among, you know, oh, this is my bias, this is my bias. Okay, switch sides with me. Like, that's what happens. Where, you know, you're in the line. It's like, okay, you sit here, you sit here, you sit, you know. That's just how it goes. Because 9 out of 10, you're kind of, from what I've gathered, they're like standing off to the side. And you can see who's where. So you line yourselves up accordingly. This way you don't make anybody feel bad by skipping. Yeah, so they did the photo ops first and then the high touch. So I'm waiting like half hour, 45 minutes for James. And I'm like, it's cold. It was chilly last night. He comes out. We talk about the concert on the way home. Well, way back to the hotel. And then we parted ways today, and now I'm trying to get GOT7 tickets, the cheaper tickets, because GOT7, there's no added benefits there. So yeah, that's going to be something to look out for. Also, while I'm on this topic, I posted it on our Twitter earlier. You guys are like amazing. Because you don't have to tune in every time we do a podcast. We'd like that you do. And the fact that we've gotten over 100 listens on one podcast is mind-blowing to us. Like, we've never really hit those numbers. Especially on one that is important to us, which is the LGBTQ plus and K-pop. And you guys are awesome, and we love you. And hopefully, one day this will get a little bit bigger than what it is now. I mean, when Jenna and I first started, when came up with the idea for the podcast, we never really expected it to go anywhere. We would hoped it would. But we didn't expect it. We didn't actively go like, oh, you know, we're going to follow other than... No. That wasn't how it worked. And just the response so far has been very overwhelming. There's people that we know who have applauded it. There's people we don't know who have applauded it. I haven't been able to look at the Spotify analytics, but I've seen the Anchor analytics. And it's mind-blowing to us. So, thank you, K-Casters. Little tidbit. There's a reason you guys are called K-Casters, other than the fact it's really cute. When Juno and I first came up with the idea for this podcast, it was originally going to be called K-Cast. And when it came time for us to start uploading the podcast, we had recorded the first episode. When it came time for us to upload it and create our channels for it, we both blanked. I was like, what are we going to call it again? And he was like, I don't know. So we just went with K-Pop Cast Podcast. And the reason it's like that is because there's already a K-Pop podcast. So we're K-pop cast, or we're K-pop podcast, podcast, something like that. K-pop cast podcast is us. But I think there's another K-pop cast. But I think they might just be K-pop cast. So that's why we're K-pop cast podcast. we're a tongue twister. And slightly out of our minds. I look really tired. Oh my god. Sorry. I was not able to sleep very well before I had to come to work. So, I will update you guys between my personal Twitter and the podcast Twitter about GOT7 and going to their concert, which I want to so bad, and I'm just hoping it goes well, because tickets open at 4 p. Ticket sales start at 4 p.m. I'm aiming for like P5. This way, A, I can see everything. I kind of like being up higher. This way I can actually see everything. My anxiety doesn't like it, but I do. So I will keep you guys updated on that. And hopefully soon after Juno's done school, we will be able to resume a normal podcasting schedule. And until next time. Bye, KCasters.